Hi guys, welcome to a new episode of In Other Words with Danielle and Zara.
So this is a podcast where we talk about a wide variety of different subjects, from women in ministry to addiction. So in other words, we talk about all the things.
Nice.
Good
Zara,
job. Yes.
Tell me, how are you today?
I am well.
Good.
I'm
happy.
I'm going to have the most relaxed weekend because I don't really have any work to do. I pre-prepped. Is that even the word? No, prepped.
That's clever.
Everything. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's just going to be a very, very chilled weekend. And I'm
nice.
So looking forward to it.
Good job.
How are you, Danielle?
Well, I have a lot of work to do this weekend because I have a deadline on Monday for one of my chapters, and I still have
a
lot to write, unfortunately. So yeah, gotta be
and look at you, still
day.
Recording the dedication yes. to the podcast is inspiring.
Listen, for me it's always important to procrastinate doing work
meaningfully.
So, yeah,
this is meaningful procrastination.
Completely.
You could be watching
I could
Netflix.
Be sitting on Instagram, but I'm not.
Exactly. Take notes, everyone.
Take notes.
Okay, so I'm excited for today's episode. This episode was originally planned to come out around Valentine's Day.
we lied to ourselves.
We did. And then also, I mean, we should love all year round.
That's what I think. There's nothing wrong with reading or hearing about people's love stories at this time of year. Anyway, it's still like kind of close to Valentine's Day in comparison to not. So
it's closer to Valentine's Day than it is to Christmas.
Christmas. Agreed.
Thank you. All right. So what we did is we asked people to send in their love stories, just random, whatever like romantic moments or meaningful moments they've had in their relationships, to send it to us anonymously on SurveyMonkey. And so we are going to be reading that. So this is for all of the people that love love. If you don't love love, then
What's
that's disappointing.
You? Yeah.
Yes. So, and then I think we'll probably add our own stories / commentary along the way. So get so excited.
Yeah. It is exciting.
All right. Danielle, I feel like you should read the first story. Kick us off.
I'm going to start from the top of the submissions and then
Do
go
it.
To the bottom. So, cool. All right, so it's also not, I think what I asked was not specifically just love stories. I'm trying to remember what I actually said. Well, I did say love stories, but we also said like anything related to cute.
Yeah. Love.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So the first one. He has a note saved on his phone where he writes down things I say I like or I want. For example, my coffee order, makeup palette names, so that he always buys me the perfect gifts. He's always been very thoughtful about showing me that he cares and he pays attention to the little things. That's cute.
Cute. That's so intentional.
And that's very smart, actually.
And
because if you
palette.
Do pay attention... Yeah, if you pay attention to things, like I always find gift shopping for Devon to be quite scary. Not scary, to be difficult because...
So you've been together for so long, it's like, oh, another year, another gift to think of.
Like, what else can I get him? Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm already in his life, I don't know what to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, but if you actually pay attention to things, like your partner will say... what they're interested in. So it's actually really smart to write it down. It's really clever.
Yes. Otherwise you will forget. You think you won't.
You will. Especially
that's
when
very,
you're under pressure.
Sweet. Exactly. No, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
I love that. Good job. Okay. The next question. Not question. Submission.
Yeah. Comment.
So... we met through mutual friends before he moved overseas. We got into contact a year after he moved. We were always messaging and video calling. He came to visit South Africa in December 2019. And within 2 weeks, we both kind of accepted we would try the long distance thing, even though neither of us were sure it would work out. Fast forward 3 years later, we've made it through over 18 months of long distance and time differences, multiple international trips and flights, falling more in love with him every day.
Yow. That is commitment. Wow. That is very impressive.
Yeah, long distance is rough, but international long distance.
With a time difference like the US. That
does
is...
Does it say the US here?
Oh, does it not?
No.
I was so sure it said the US. That's weird. Okay. I just made things up in my brain.
I think I know who this is, and if I'm correct, then... this person lives not in the US, but somewhere where the time difference is even more hectic.
Is it New Zealand? Yeah. Yes. Okay. I don't. For some reason, I was so sure that it said US. That's so weird. My brain You're was obsessed. Like, oh, time difference, US for sure.
But yeah, long distance is rough. I don't know if I could have managed long distance with a time difference.
Mm-mm. Yeah. And also when it's not just a quick flight away, you're like, obviously it sucks that you would have to fly.
It's expensive as well.
So expensive. But yeah, that's amazing. It's really cute. So well done to you guys. Yeah. A lot of people would have called it quits, I think, for sure.
100%. Especially with this, like, they kind of started connecting, like, long distance-y. And then when they saw each other in person, it was like 2 weeks and it's like, okay. Well, suppose this is what we're going to do.
Wow. So sweet.
Good job. Yeah. And good here job to is you. To not being long distance for very much longer.
Yes.
Because
that sucks.
Long distance is not fun.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm not a firm believer in the concept of just knowing. For me, it came down to deciding that I knew. And in that decision, becoming more and more sure that this human is the literal best, most loving partner anyone could have the fortune of finding. Cute. I do agree with that. Aww. It's. I think you...
It must be speaking about me. It said the literal best.
Yeah. I think it is for sure.
100%.
Someone's in love with you.
Obviously.
I feel this as well. Like... I think you can obviously feel attraction to people, but yes. I think it ultimately comes down to a decision of like, okay, I'm going to commit to this person.
Yeah,
it obviously
sure.
doesn't work if you're not compatible. Like, I think the compatibility is a big thing, and like you can feel attraction to someone, but if you guys are just not vibing, no decision is really going to help unless, you're just going to be miserable. And that's why you get all those, you get all those people. You're like, oh, marriage is so hard. And I'm like, I wonder why.
No, marriage is hard, but like...
It's work, but it doesn't need to be hard.
Yes, people...
That's
people,
what Sheila Gregoire says. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Sheila. I love Sheila.
And there's something that I'm as well, but I'm sure I listened to a podcast where she said that.
I agree. And I also think... And we've spoken about this before, but it's like, I don't think there's such a thing as the one. But like when you choose someone, they become your one. Like you need to make that decision. So like when you get married, especially, you can't be with someone and be like, oh no, but they weren't the one. It's like, no, you chose it. And now that person is your one, whether you like it or not. and hopefully you do like it because you were smart enough.
Hopefully.
But yeah, it is amazing that when you choose to love someone, it like you, it removes the expectation of you need to be perfect. And now it's like you can actually just love this person for who they are.
Yeah, absolutely. And also and I think,
you don't like them, but then you choose to love them.
Choose to love them. Exactly. Yeah. I think as well, I think like I was saying in our 22 things we learned in 2022 or whatever we're going to call that episode, like how it's important to sort of take accountability for your choices. In the sense of like remembering that you chose this, No one is forcing you to be in a relationship ever.
No.
Like, I mean, unless, no. I don't know, unless there's some dodgy stuff happening over there, I don't know. But yes. If you are choosing to be in a relationship with someone, like, that is your choice. And
yeah.
You can end it if you so desire. Like, if every single day you're complaining, like, oh, he did this or she did this and it's so annoying. Like, okay, well, what are you still doing in that relationship? Obviously, it's different when you're married, but just in terms of dating.
I also think, though, in like, abusive relationships, like, that is often our view to people. And I think for them, it's a little bit more complicated. Yes.
Well, once you've been run down like that. But for the most part,
For the most part, if you're not happy in a relationship, get out.
That's please.
Aggressive.
Please, please, please.
But yeah, there's a lot of power in choice. And I think once we choose, our feelings follow often.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
I think it's your turn
to read.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I've known my boyfriend for years now, but I still feel like we'll never run out of things to talk about. He's my go-to person to tell everything, and I hope that never changes.
Good. That's very sweet.
I love that.
That's how it should
be. I love relationships where the person is your best friend.
Yeah, me too. Yes. I don't think I could be in a relationship that wasn't like that.
No, especially because it's like... I'm about to tell a story, and I don't know if I'm allowed to tell the story, because someone told me.
We can cut it out. Oh.
Someone, yeah, well, someone no told names. Me about someone else.
Okay. Well, don't no gossip names mentioned. Friends.
But this person was with their boyfriend, and they were saying how load shedding is like a very like awkward time, because then they can't watch TV or anything. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she was like, no, it's like then they have to like talk to each other. And I was like, I could not believe I was hearing what I was hearing.
What the heck?
Yes. So please make sure you can talk to a person before you date them. Yes. Try and have conversations before you start making out as well. Just to make sure that you can talk. But yeah.
Yeah. No, that's incredibly awkward. Yeah.
I also like relationships. No. And I think that's important, is that like you never run out of things to say, but you also don't feel pressure to have to talk.
Yeah, that's important.
Comfortable silence is not overrated, even though Harry thinks it is. I think it's fantastic.
Well, Harry doesn't know everything, unfortunately. Okay, I was going to say something. Oh, if you are struggling to sort of talk to each other, I think it can be helpful. Like, they have those, what's it, like 20 questions or whatever to ask that will make someone fall in love with you or whatever that's called.
Yes.
Just to start conversation, like find stuff, like literally Google topics to talk about or the question is. And then after
it's not that weird. Sean and I have done that before just for fun.
Yeah. It's just fun.
Like
exactly.
It can actually be,
Yeah.
I agree.
Cool. Then this next one, I assume, is someone we know.
Yes, they gave names. So
they gave names, so it's not our fault. Okay. I met Cameron while in grade 7 in Friday Night Ministry, but we only really noticed each other on a school camp in about grade 10. We started becoming close, serving together in HBC, where I fell in love. Unfortunately, after confessing my love to him right before varsity, he told me he saw me as just a friend. I know this is seemingly like a sad story, but it gets better. So 2 weeks after telling him I liked him, we were in a lift club together, and strangely, this wasn't that awkward. We continued to drive to varsity together every day, eat lunch together every day, and continue to serve in ministry together. We became best friends. And after 8 months, Cameron let me know he liked me. Finally! And we have been dating ever since a month after that, and it has now been almost 5.5 years. Needless to say, great relationships start with great friendships. Amen.
Amen. I think both of us can attest to that. Also, that little... that roller coaster I relate to. Maybe I'll yes. tell my story at the end.
Yes. Yes. No, you have to tell your story. I mean, this there isn't a better time.
Must I tell it now?
To be honest. You can tell it whenever you feel like.
Okay, we'll save it for the end. Everyone who is just dying to know how Zara and Sean ended up dating.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. But I remember, I mean, I'm assuming this couple is who I think it is.
Well, yes.
But I remember,
Cameron
like.
And Anonymous.
Anonymous. But I remember also just like, you and I would sometimes say to each other, like, there's no way they don't like each other because they would spend so much time together.
And
like, something has to happen at some point. So yes, I remember once I asked one of them, they're like, no, just friends. And then a week after that, they were dating. Like, what's going on here?
Okay, I have a question for you. Do you, because we've spoken in another episode about, do you believe a guy and a girl can be just friends? So that's not my question. Do you believe that you can be friends with someone and not be attracted to them, and then all of a sudden one day realize you're attracted to them?
Repeat the question.
So can you meet someone and genuinely just like not feel like the feels and just genuinely be friends with them, and then one day... Mm-hmm. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm attracted to them. Do you think that's possible?
Yeah, 100%. Because sometimes love at first sight isn't a real thing sometimes. And I think you can be become attracted to a person as you get to know them. So mm-hmm. like as you talk, as you find out like what makes them, what's it, what makes them tick? I don't know. Like that is a saying, right?
Yes.
Yeah, like what you find out your similarities and like where your differences lie. And I think you can only really recognize a person is attractive, like just physically to a certain extent. But what makes them a person is what really does make them attractive. And I think if that is someone that you really connect with, then of course you will become attracted to them. Like I really do believe that. Yeah. What do you think?
No, so I would have said before, like, I feel like you're always, like, deep down, surely you have, like, this desire to be with someone, you know. But then my situation happened and I was like, okay, that's not a thing. But, yeah, I think let this be maybe a PSA. Also just give people a chance. Like, obviously if you really, like, it's a no... Like,
yeah,
don't go there. But if someone asks you out for coffee and you're not like madly attracted and in love with them, there's no harm in like, just being friends and getting to know someone because you never know.
You never know.
I think very much we live in a world, and I think I was warped by this idea where I thought that I would meet someone and just know immediately because I'd be so attracted to them, and there would just be this like hectic chemistry. And for me,
that's what it says in the movies.
Later. Yeah.
Yeah.
And for me, it came much later. So give people
chances. Well, I mean, I met Devon in primary school, and there was no attraction there whatsoever. I was like, whatever, he's annoying.
Standard.
Same. He's grown. He's grown.
He has. What does your grand say? He's a real man now. What?
He looks like a real man, or a real man's body, or something like that.
Devon, because she said the same to Sean. So she was like,
"Yes,
something about you have like a real man's body." I was like, "Yes,
thank you.
Your grand's the best."
Oh, so funny. She's so funny.
Shout out to Pat.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, the
I
next
think
one.
It's my turn to read.
Yes. Yay!
Proposed to a mailbox once.
Good for you. Hope everything's worked out really well for you guys. We always got to have the jokesters, the jokers.
We always have to have them. I want to have like a really punny response, but I can't think of one right now.
I hope it enveloped you in a hug. No.
You know what the sad part is? I feel like I've been left on a cliffhanger because...
Yeah, what happened?
Just proposed. Did the mailbox say?
And were you drunk? That's what I want to know.
This is
or
true.
Were you under the influence of something? Like,
yes.
Tell the people what they want to know. And by the people, I mean me.
Us.
Yes. Okay.
Cool, next one.
Okay. I don't have any of my own. This is my parents. My dad's big romantic gesture to let my mom know he was serious was putting up a nail in his bathroom for her to hang her hairdryer on. The bathroom didn't even have a plug. Oh, that is the most male thing. Like, typically male that. Thing I could think of. It's so sweet.
That is so cute. I also, like, I think I'm very much an advocate for you need to be able to communicate your emotions. And I think just because of the society we've grown up in, a lot of guys just don't know how to do that. So this is their way of doing it. But like, this is also just so, so cute.
Yeah.
We love gestures like that.
Yes. I think it's also, it's something special when someone will make space for you in their own space. So... Yeah. Like, for sure. I think, yeah, that's an example because it's something like he probably doesn't use, but she wants to have, you know?
Yes.
Like, if she's staying at his
like
place
benefit
or whatever.
For him or, yeah.
Exactly. It's literally just making space, and that's really sweet. Yes.
It is hilarious, though, because please don't use the hairdryer in the bathroom.
No. 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 Especially not when there's a plug. I mean, how are you going to do that?
Anyways. No.
It's funny.
But I think those gestures mean a lot.
Yeah,
like absolutely. I think for me, with Sean moving here, that's like a big gesture, you know. It's like, wow, you moved across the country.
Huge. Yeah.
But there's this thing where now on weekends we've had to figure out like how are we going to work finances with groceries and stuff. And so like we made a decision just to split everything in half. And even just the, okay, now going out and like buying groceries and like just kind of figuring out how we're going to do that. Like even that for me is just like, this is so like cute.
It's
and
cute.
Serious and I love it.
Yeah. No, you've got to romanticize your life like that. Like, I'm spending my money and buying food, but I'm doing it with the love of my life. And it's so cute.
It is cute. It's also better. Shopping alone sucks.
Truly. Yeah. Shopping with someone is fun. Especially like when you're on the same brainwave. If you're not on the same brainwave at all, like...
Okay, so Sean
awkward.
And I often aren't, but we're learning. So he wants to buy expensive coffee and I'm like, no. And then I just realized that his coffee is cheaper than the instant coffee I wanted to buy. Guys,
that was
all
bizarre.
I have to say is don't buy instant coffee. Don't do it. Just get a plunger, get something and do it.
Yeah.
The end.
You know, I'm trying to drink coffee like multiple times a week. Quite
I'm
impressive
so
of me, I think.
Of you.
Thank you.
I really
it's
am.
Still,
You're
I still don't really
unstoppable.
Know if I like the taste. No. I still don't know if I like the taste, but it doesn't make me feel like jittery anymore.
Yes.
Which is what I wanted because I was like, lots of people drink coffee without feeling horrible. So let's give this a try.
Also, this is not a metaphor for a relationship.
No, this is legit.
Find someone who you think you like.
Yeah, this is literally
You're like,
just
well,
about
they
coffee.
Don't irritate me anymore, so maybe.
Yeah, must be true love.
Okay.
Is it
next? Yeah,
it's
I think
you.
It's. Yeah. Is it me?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm the problem. Okay.
Problem. I'm the problem. Okay.
Yes, you are the problem. Okay.
Thank you.
My partner did a choose your own adventure day. They gave me options on what they would do and where they would go. And at every place they went, I didn't know this at the time, they got me something. So when next I saw them, they gave me all the presents and told me all about where they went and what they did.
Aww.
That is cute. I'm just trying to understand the first part and the second part. So choose your own adventure day. They gave me options on what they would do. And where they would go.
So you didn't do it together. I thought you did it together, but now it seems like you didn't do it together. Anyway, getting presents is nice.
Yes, and presents with a story is always nice.
Where do you think gift giving is in your love languages, Zara?
Ooh, I don't know. I like to give gifts, but only when I know, like, I've really got it, like, right.
I feel the same, yeah.
Whereas, like, other times I'm like, ooh. and I like receiving gifts. For me, like, small gestures are fantastic. So I'm about to give a shout out to Iona and Barisha, my interns, because they are literally angels from above. So they are, like, so good at just, like, small gestures. So, like, I love donuts. So they brought me, like, donuts, like, a couple weeks ago. And they're just always, like, doing things. But yesterday, so I'm not a huge fan of hot cross buns, but I love chocolate chip hot cross buns.
Those are good.
And when I was, like, in Cape Town, like, I could get them at the Spa or at the Woolies, like, right around the corner from me. Whereas I've not seen them anywhere here. Like, none of the shops have
them. So sad.
So I was complaining about it the other day. And I've been feeling homesick. So yesterday they came into my office and they're like, because we found this and because you've been feeling homesick. And then they managed to find chocolate chip cross buns on me.
No, that's so sweet. So for me,
I was like, done. But I will say, on the topic of gifts, you are very good at giving me gifts because
I love to think about what to get you.
I literally thought about this in the week because, so I said in another episode, Devin and Danielle got me a pan and I'm obsessed with it. But then also what I didn't mention is that Danielle got me pimple patches, which is such a random thing. You're like, why would you get someone pimple patches? But it's because we're best friends. And I had one on the other day and I was like, this is, like, real true friendship. Like, this is such a good gift. So
thank you. I'm glad you like them.
Yes, guys. I think when gifts are meaningful, then I'm for it. But I'm not about just, like, getting stuff. Like, stuff, you know.
Yeah. I like, I'm going to say Devin is really, really good at
gifts. At getting you gifts.
Yeah. He's also, like, we're different in the sense of, like, he likes to spend money. So, like, I wouldn't say I'm stingy per se, but there is, like, a certain amount where I start feeling like, though, like, I really do want to get that thing or I want to buy someone that thing.
Yes.
I don't know. I find it difficult to spend.
No, I'm the same. Money,
like, more than he does. So he will give me, like, some really nice things. Nothing too extravagant, of course, but stuff that he, like, really knows that I will like. Yes. Like,
does it ever Christmas, come on for time? Example.
No.
Really. But it's worth it because it's so good.
Yes, he always tells me what he's going to get. For my 21st birthday, though, he got me a nice record player, which he found on, like, Gumtree or Facebook Marketplace or one of those
freaking
things.
Freaking fantastic gift.
Yeah. Do I use it a lot or as much as I would like to? No, because it's it's a bit of a mission nice sometimes gift. Using. Yeah, it's such
I think
a nice
if you
gift.
Lived alone, you might use it more often.
I would. If I had a place for it as well, my room does not have a space just to put it.
So it's in the lounge now. Something.
No, it's chilling on my bed at the moment. And I sort of just move it around my room whenever I need to sit somewhere.
That's so funny. No, but he's gotten you good gifts. He got you didn't he get you a matcha?
Yeah, he's got me like a matcha set with a whisk and a little bowl and a little spoon.
And he got you a music box. Like with the song from
Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yes, that you really like.
It's very beautiful. And he got me Birkenstocks for Christmas.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. To be fair, like he does get a 40% off discount. Well, his mom gets a 40% discount at like one of the stores that now stocks Birkenstocks. So
that's fantastic.
He was like, do you want these? And I was like, yes, please.
Yeah, that's nice. Fantastic. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Good job, Devin.
Good job, Devin. Yeah.
And congratulations on passing your fancy accounting accounting paper.
Yes.
What does such a relief, shame.
You're that kid. Oh, I do actually know this. It's something. It's like a initial competency test or something like that.
That's nice.
ITC or ICT. ITC. That sounds better, but I can't remember right now.
It reminds me of that thing. Is it like a video or a TikTok or something on Instagram where it's like, you're not really best friends if you know exactly what the other person does.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I know what you do more. Yes, I do.
Yes, you know what I do more than I know what you do.
I just write stuff and hope for the best.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Yes.
Okay, the next one. I think this is me.
Okay.
This person said, my love life is a sad state of affairs, i.e. it is non-existent. Sorry to hear that.
Doesn't mean
embrace
it's
your
sad.
Time of singleness. That's what yes. I was going to say. Good job.
However, I wanted to do this thing. So whoever's listening to this, if you're brave enough to come on the podcast and you're single and you want to meet someone, like Trey Kennedy. Do you remember Trey Kennedy did this like thing where you like introduce people over a podcast? I'd love to do that.
That would be
so
funny. So
if you
are
single and you just want to make friends and come on the podcast, please let us know.
Yeah,
then
that would be
your
so
love
fun,
life
actually.
Will might still be a sad state of affairs, but at least it won't be non-existent.
Exactly. Exactly. I think I'll just really use good Christianese and say just have fun in your season of singleness.
I have an article that I printed and put on the table at church because I put interesting articles at church, and one of them was what not to say to Christian singles.
Nice. Didn't you share it on Instagram
on Facebook
or something? Yes. I've seen that one.
Okay. So this is the last submission. It says, my boyfriend's mom and my mother are friends and he needed a matric dance partner. And so his mom basically set us up. Now we've been doing long distance for a year and still going strong. Gotta love God's humor and how everyone's story is so different. What's up with these long
distance
kids?
That's very special.
Kids?
Yeah. Like, come on.
I'm so sorry. But I'm glad
but
that
it's cute
your,
how you met.
Your mothers were like, were right.
Yeah,
some
they were
parents
in cahoots.
Are like, some parents want to set people up and they just have no clue.
No clue. Yeah. Yeah, good for you. And that's actually such a sweet way to meet someone.
I know. And
matric dance
then
is
you
always
avoid,
fun, you know?
Yes. We couldn't do that at our matric dance. You had to take people from school.
I know.
That's fun. That's sweet. And you should get married.
It was very sweet.
But first, I hope you don't have to do
right
long
away.
Distance.
Yes. And as long as you are of the appropriate age, I don't know if you're still like 19.
Well, some people get married so young.
I wouldn't suggest it, though. I wouldn't recommend.
No.
You're still a little baby. Yes.
But maybe people are more mature than you and I, Danielle. Who knows? When I'm mature, I'll
That's impossible. But here's the thing. You always think, whatever age you are, you think that you're mature. And then you look back 5 years later and you're like...
Not even five years later. I look at myself last year and I'm like, yo, you were so mature. And I'll look at myself next year and say, oh my gosh, you were so mature.
Yeah. You don't
Danielle,
know.
Do you know that
you
we are
going
to be 30 in like 5 to 6 years' time?
Yeah. Disgusting. For me, it's more 6 to 7 years' time because I am still 23. So thank you. But yes. No, 30, flirty, and thriving. That's from, what's that? 13 going on 30. Have you seen that movie?
You're not in years.
With Jennifer Garner.
I haven't seen it in years.
It's a good movie. It really gives a different perspective to like aging. But it's like you can wish for it, but at the same time, just be happy where you are, you know?
Amen. Okay. Are you ready for my love story, Danielle?
I am. Please do tell.
So I won't go into the shame. We'll be here for hours if I gave you all the details.
Not details. Also, I think I have load shedding at 10. Like we have a generator.
I have load shedding currently. But
cool.
But yeah, everything's still working.
Going.
Yeah. Okay. So I haven't been checking my sound too much. So hopefully it's not too bad. And you guys can still hear me. So Sean and I were besties. So no, we met in high school 7 years ago. Hectic. And crazy. I was like, oh, he's like cool. Mainly because we liked the same music and he loved Jesus. And I was like, this is amazing. But I also like never really liked anyone. Like, you know what I mean? I didn't have crushes. I thought I was crazy or celibate or something. And then we started hanging. We started hanging out a lot, and then like I was a monitor and he was a prefect and his best friend was the head boy, so they put us together, and then we spent 6 weeks doing late slip duty as pseudo prefects.
The worst one.
I loved it because I never gave anyone a late slip. I used to just say go,
it's fine, go.
Run for your life. And so, so we were hanging out or whatever, and then we were kind of like, maybe there's something kind of thing, you know. And then but we moved in opposite directions in terms of our feelings, because one day we decided, okay, we need to decide how we feel. And then I was like, sorry, it's not there. And he was like, complete opposite pole. Like, he was...
Oh. In love.
I would like to think just madly in love with me or whomever I was at the time. And so that was the end of communication, because obviously I broke poor Sean's heart. Then we didn't see each other because he matriculated, because we're a year apart. And then at a mutual friend's birthday party, I only found out afterwards, but he saw me and he said to his friend, Zara's here, please can you just like make sure that we don't like talk or like that if she comes, like like warn me beforehand so I can go somewhere else. So he clearly slept with me. Bizarre. But anyways, both of us had dated someone else and then broken up by that time.
Yeah, not the same person though.
No.
Yeah.
And then of course, we ended up in conversation. I'm like oblivious. I didn't know there was like anything. I was like, Sean, what's up? How you doing? And then I was like, we should go for coffee. I don't know how we ended up going for coffee. I think I initiated it, but it's weird because usually I tell people we should go for coffee and then we just never do. Just because that's kind of how life is. We suck like that. And then we went for coffee and we got on like a house on fire, and then spent all of our time together and became best friends. And I spent much time at his house, and we used to listen to music together for hours. We watched One Tree Hill, but we were just friends.
Zara was insistent that there was nothing there.
And then every month we'd have a checkup saying, okay, how do you feel? How do I feel? And then every month he'd be like, no, I'm just friends, thank you. I like always, like I was just very close to him, and I was like, I probably should not be this close to someone who is not my boyfriend. But anyways, we're just friends. So that was the thing. And then there was like seasons where we'd only talk like once a week, once every 2 weeks. But then there were times where we'd speak every day. And I lived close to him. So during lockdown, like he was the only friend I saw, because he would just walk to my house. Illegally.
Naughty.
I know.
I hope the police aren't listening.
Oh no. And then 2021, toward the end of the year, I like there was a potential that Sean had met someone. It was very early days, but like just the thought of it, like you were the first person I told. I'm like, Danielle, I don't know why, but something, I can't handle this. I feel sick to my stomach. This is not okay. And then I was like, you know what? I'm not going to tell him. I'm probably just like grieving the fact that I'm not going to be Sean's favorite person. Yeah. And then one day we went for coffee and he told me about the school or whatever. And we drove home, and then in the parking lot of his home, he was like, something's up. And I'm like, nothing. He's like, no, what's up? And then I burst out crying. It's the first time I ever cried in front of him.
That's actually surprising. That was the first time you cried in front of him.
Yes. So yeah. And I was like, I think I have unresolved feelings. And his response, let the record say, was, first of all, he thought I was joking. He didn't believe it. And then he was like, but you've always been an ice queen.
No.
Because I was always smooth like, I didn't want to ever hurt his feelings. So I was always very like
distant, like in that sense. Yeah.
Yes. So then there was that, and then he was writing exams, and it was literally the most chaotic, emotionally draining few weeks. And he initially said, no, like, I'm sorry, I closed that door. Our timing has just never been right. In fact, he said to me, maybe a year from now I'll like regret my decision, but I think we should just be friends. And then we decided we couldn't be friends because we were too emotionally entangled.
Yeah.
And so we decided to just have a Spotify playlist. And we'd
so intimate.
We'd send each other music but not talk. And then we were basically communicating over music, and it was basically like a really bad Netflix rom-com drama.
Yeah.
And then like he put music on the playlist, and I'm like, but you said one thing and your music sang another thing. Anyways, eventually I caved and messaged him. I will reveal the message to you guys, and hopefully you won't kill me. But I was like, do you want to just come over? Like, my mom's away. Like, I'm free tomorrow evening. I was like, I know it's like not, we said we wouldn't, but just do you want to come hang out? And he was like, that's probably not a good idea. I'll see you then. And then he came over, and it was just like old times. And then eventually we decided to stop being idiots and start dating. And then 6 weeks I moved across the country. So as complicated as that was, the rest of it has actually been quite easy. And then his mentor said, you've been emotionally dating for 3 years, so congratulations on officially dating now.
That is so funny.
The end.
That is so funny. Yeah, good story. Thank you, Zara. At that time was so much drama. Like, you would just send me messages, and I was like, oh my gosh. Like, the one time you showed up to my house, I think it was after you decided, like, not to be friends anymore.
Yes.
Oh, no, it was so sad.
And I was like, and cried.
It was so sad. And I'm glad it all worked out at the end.
It did indeed. The most drama we've ever had was pre-relationship. Yeah, our relationship has been the
same with me.
It's so true. Okay, tell your story quickly. And then
I'll do it quickly. It's not, I don't have like as much to say, but obviously we've known each other for a long time. And then, we knew each other sort of high school, well, primary school, but like weren't really good friends or anything. And then high school, you know, he gave me a Valentine's Day present in grade 8. He says he still doesn't know why, because he didn't really like me at that stage, but he gave me a Valentine's present in grade 8.
That is so funny. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I forget about it sometimes. That's and then so funny. Grade 9, we were both doing ad maths together, which is like advanced maths. And yeah, I was smart. Thank you. And we would sit next to each other and just talk literally the whole time. I paid zero attention in that class ever.
Wow, let the record say.
We would. Sorry?
I said let the record say.
Yes.
Your parents were paying for ad maths and you were talking to a boy.
Yes, but I did pass in grade 9 ad maths. And then, at the end of grade 9, I was like, all right, I sort of knew that he liked me. I was still kind of like, maybe I do, maybe I don't. And then I decided that I do. And then, yeah, I wasn't allowed to date until I was 16, which is for me at the end of grade 10. So basically, yes, for that whole time, like from the beginning, like the end of grade 9 to grade 10, we were like together, but not really together. Like not officially together, at least.
Yes.
And then, man, it was so confusing because as it got closer to my 16th birthday, all of a sudden, people were confusing me, and it was like, I don't know, like this was the stress. General idea at the like at the church at the time is that you shouldn't date someone unless you think that you can marry them, and for a 16-year-old, that is literally a terrifying thing to hear.
Yeah. So I was, and like, it was more like, are you going to marry Devin? It wasn't even like a can.
Exactly.
Like, is this your future husband? Are you going to?
Like, what do you mean? That was so confusing for me. And then I kept on getting in my own head, like, okay, what if we start dating and then we break up? And, like, that's so embarrassing. And then eventually Devin was like, well, Danielle, do you want to date or do you not want to date? And then basically 19 days after my 16th birthday, I was like, fine, we can do it. Yeah. And then, yeah, we've been together ever since.
That's so funny because,
not that
like,
romantic, yeah.
No, but both of us had that kind of, like, period where it was like chaos, and then it was like, okay, now we're in a relationship, and now it's pretty smooth sailing.
Yeah, it's very funny. Will say I do think the first year of a relationship was difficult because I like felt anxious about PDA and things like that, and he's a very affectionate person, so it was really,
I also
just
think
like
you guys were young
balance.
You were so
very
young.
Yeah.
So it was like you were figuring out who you were as well as like with a person. I didn't have PDA wasn't a problem in my first year of dating. Wonder why.
No. You were just so good at keeping your boundaries, like it was amazing.
We put so many kilometers between us.
Yeah. It's like commitments for real.
Anyway, so that was love stories.
Yes, was but fun.
Ultimately,
I like to read people's stories.
The two best love stories of all time is the fact that Jesus died on a cross for us and the fact that Danielle and Zara met.
Exactly. So true.
The end.
Every other love story is so like average in comparison to those two. Yeah.
Kidding, we love love.
We do.
Cool. Well, thanks for joining us, guys. Happy belated Valentine's Day.
Yes, happy belated Valentine's Day.
If you're single and want to come on the podcast, let me know.
Okay, our outro. Cool. Do we know it?
Do you know it?
I can't remember the first sentence.
Well, sharing is caring.
If you liked this episode, remember that sharing is caring. So
in other words,
Share this episode with everyone you know.
Ever.
And everyone you ever will know, basically.
Amen. Okay, guys. Thank you. We love you. Yes. All you need is love. The end.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.